Paul Dodi from Shalom Shadron, the Maggid of Yishalayim. And today's piece offers a little insight into the tachbulos, the strategies of the Yetzer Hara, and the way in which he tries to get us even though we're not expecting it. And even when we're unaware that we're being attacked, behind the scenes, he has an arsenal which is sometimes too difficult to overcome if we're not aware that we're being hit. He quotes the following Medrash. Medrash says as follows: L'fesachatzis roveitz amar Reb Tamchon ben Merion is kalben bromi. There are these dogs in Rome, okay, the Roman dogs. The yadi demishtadla. They know how to work things. Also, v'yosef kami paltira. What does a dog want? Dog wants a little cookie from the baker. Okay, you know you go to Eretz Yisrael, so you go to one of these bakeries in Meisharim. So sometimes most of the baked goods that they're selling are not even in the store. They're on like these rolling racks, you know, that are out in front on the street, and people come and you take your fresh hot rugelach. Okay? So this dog he wants one. Okay? So how does he accomplish it? Avid Gamri Misnamnim. Mori Paltira Misnamnim. So the dog creeps up, he knows he can't make an all out attack. Because the baker who's standing in front and trying to ward off the gun of him, he's gonna start hitting him with his broom. So what does he do? He comes up, and a few feet away from the store, he goes to sleep, takes a little nap in front of the store. Okay, but he's got one eye open. So he goes to sleep. So the baker, you know, with the big white puffy hat, okay, so he also starts to snooze. He also starts to doze off, because there's no one who's trying to attack him. Who's shamani gula ara? Adehavi matzis lon hu mistakari gula mahalpe. So what does he do? When he sees that the baker is off his guard, so he wakes up, and he pounces on the cakes, pounces on the cookies, knocks down the whole rolling tray with everything that was there, and he walks away with one cookie. And he's smiling, and he's happy. That's it. Okay? So you're laughing, because you're wondering, like, what's the big deal? Why do you need to make this whole scheme, pretending you're sleeping, wait till he falls asleep for one cookie? Right? Listen to this. Kach mitarim chazal mamshilim es dakash yitzahara anoa kekel vezeh ba'arma. This is the way. This mashal of the Roman dog is how Chazal want to convey to us what the Yetzer Hara is. That's the Yetzer Hara. That's what it's all about. What are Chazal trying to tell us? Achem nisbonim at tisor lo nashel mashal. You think about this mashal a little bit. So it's an obvious question. Meil al nimshal, and whatever lesson we learn is also in question. Har bal bais lo nishma min akelef. Shrei anu rom shuhu ba b'menucha v'osa b'kikaras chrisona. Bal bais is not protected from the kelef, because we see that the dog comes, takes what he wants, and leaves. Marotaka, what does the dog want? Kikar Echad Balvad just wants one cookie? Shreze Masha Masik, that's all he got out of the whole story. Imkach Madua Hofech Hu Es Kol Kikaros Kulam Ubzeh Gorom Lebal Bayis Lezor Bebadai. If he only wants one cookie, why does he have to knock down the entire tray, and by doing so, wake up the Baal Bayis, get him all flustered, and as a result, make a whole big hullabaloo, and the police are going to come, and the ASPCA, and the you know what happened? Just take one dog, take one rugla, and one rugla, and leave. Elamai, there must be something else over here. So explains Kol Dodi. Imkein madua hofech hu es kol kikaros kulam v'zeh gorom l'baal bayis l'sor b'vaday. Why not take one cookie instead of knocking out the whole thing? Because you know the guy's going to wake up, and you know he's going to chase after you. Brak akach chotiv lechem echad. It's not worth the trouble for one piece. Take a little bit and go, and don't bother anyone, and you'll never get attacked by the baker. No one will know the difference. The answer is that if he had taken one cookie, then it wouldn't be such a chachmah. The fact that he pretends to be quiet and sleeping, right, in order that no one should notice him, haraisa minog pasha shakol ganav habal lail bechavei v'umalach v'chachma. That also doesn't make so much sense. What are we emphasizing? What's so special about these dogs? He pretended he was sleeping. Every ganav wants to pretend that he's not about to attack in order that people shouldn't detect him and shouldn't be concerned. So where is the chachma of the klovim that the Gemara is referring to, that Chazal is referring to? Akel yodea shim yigash lignov lechem echad v'yelach. Listen to this. The dog knows that if what he would do is come, take one cookie, and leave, so if the baker would notice that he took that one cookie and left, so then, what does the baker say? The baker says, I gotta be careful next time. This dog's out to get me. I got to put something out to make sure that he doesn't come close. I got to make sure I don't fall asleep. So the dog has a strategy. The strategy is, I need to get my piece. I need to also make sure that I don't increase my risk in the future. Because if I take a cookie, the guy's on his guard now in the future to make sure that I don't come back. So what does he do? So instead he pounces on the entire rack of trays, knocks them all on the floor. All of a sudden the baker is jumps to his feet, starts running left and right, putting the trays back together again. His whole parnassus is at stake. He runs to push away the kelv as fast as he can. So what happens? Now there was an all-out attack. And who won? Balbais won. Because when he gets it all back together again and he counts his cookies, what does he realize? Oh, I got that dog. He only walked away with one cookie. He tried to take away my entire store, and what happened? He only took away one cookie. That's not just one cookie. What's the big deal? If he would have attacked one cookie and won one cookie, then who wins? The dog wins. If he attacks the entire store and he only walks away with one cookie, who wins? The baker wins. So Mesnachem Bakaksha Sosov is called Kikaros Pralachad Islech Latzil. So he's very, he's consoled by the fact that all of them were under attack and he only lost one. So he really saved the whole store. Hargashas Umargiyo Solis Namneim B'Shenim. So that feeling of complacency lets the baker go to sleep again and take it easy. Kachos Rachel Shuvah Maisa. Then the dog goes back once again, does the same trick more and more. Shuvnos and Lapazal Hashem Natzech. And every time he makes the baker feel like I am in control, I'm the one who won. Shuvah Osel came Shlishus. Tamid Apatu Yotzim Natzech. Vakel Vumasa Motzibran Sez Bachma. In the end, the dog is satisfied. He got exactly what he wanted. How hungry could a dog possibly be? How many cookies is he going to eat? He eats one cookie and that's enough. And that's all for him. What does Yitzhar Har do, Rabbi Sai? The Yitzhahara's job is not so much to make you stumble. The Yitzhahara, even more so, wants to make you feel like you're in control. Wants to make you feel like, who won? The Yitzhahara knows that you're growing Ben Torah who wants to strive for excellence. He wants you to feel what you really feel deep down inside anyway, which is that I can always improve, I can get bigger, I can get better, and no one can tell me how to act or how to make the wrong decisions. The Yitzhahara, I can beat him. Imagine the scenario. I'm sure it's never happened to you before, but I once heard that there's certain yeshivas where this can happen. A guy wakes up every morning at a time that gives him enough leeway to make it to minyan, to daven ben nachas like a mensch, not being rushed, to get his breakfast, to come all juiced 9:15 to start shiur, no problem. One day, okay, he was up the night before very late, studying for his bio exam, writing a paper. So he oversleeps a little bit, chas v'shalom rachman al tzlan. Okay, and he rolls into the 8:30 minyan. Okay, no chance that he can pull that all off if he goes to 8:30 minyan. Not to mention the speed of the minyan, he won't get into that. And the whole time he's feeling so guilty. He's like, come on, this isn't me. I go to the minyan half an hour, 45 minutes earlier than this. I spaced my time, I got everything in order. The whole time he's regretting it. He's like, okay, slach lano, it's Elul, I gotta do better. Tomorrow, I'm gonna go to sleep on time and wake up on time, no problem. And then just as he's about to finish davening, the guy next to him comes up and says, oh, you know what? I forgot my tefillin. Could you do me a favor? Could you lend me your tefillin so I can put them on now? All of a sudden, min hashamayim! Oh, gevaldik! HaKadosh Baruch Hu put me here so I can do a chesed! Hashem orchestrated, he made me sleep through my alarm so I could be right here, right now. So when that guy comes along and needs to borrow my tefillin, I got your back. No more regrets, Rabbi Sai. No more feeling that I did the wrong thing this morning, that I... This was all min hashamayim. Si'ata d'shamaya, that I was in the right place at the right time, here to help my boy. Such a nice feeling. Give all the gods. That guy now walks out of shul feeling like Yitzhahara. No Yitzhahara. I'm the man. I beat that Yitzhahara by sleeping in. Yeah, imagine, you know, what's a Ben Torah? He learns all day, doesn't do any chesed. Come on, that's terrible. Here I am. I did my chesed. I'm so happy I sacrificed my tefillin. I came late this year so I could do a chesed for another Jew. Gevaldik. So we're both like, who won? The guy walks out of a shul feeling like he won, and really Yitzhahara won. Because Yitzhahara made you feel like you came out on top. And that's the biggest danger we have. We spoke about last week, the challenges to tshuva often stem from not recognizing the gravity of our actions, not recognizing that when we make a mistake, it's really serious, and it's not something to sneeze at. On the other hand, even when we have that appreciation, sometimes the Yetzer Hara convinces us to feel that we didn't do anything wrong. On the contrary, we did the biggest mitzvah. Now, there's a mission in Pirkei Avos that says the difference between a machlokas l'shem shemayim, l'shem l'shem shemayim, right? Only machlokas l'shem shemayim is going to be miskayim. Sometimes, unfortunately, a person can get into a huge machlokas that's full of sinas chinam and hatred and bickering and bittul Torah and so many other bad things, and it's like, oh, it's l'shem shemayim. I'm doing it all l'shem shemayim. And the Bible must remind us to make sure that even our l'shem shemayim has to be l'shem shemayim, because sometimes it's not the case. Bosai, we should be zocha to recognize when the Yetzer Hara is attacking us so we can fight back the way we should fight back. Have a great day. Thank you.